Welcome back to Aisle 7, the podcast. I'm Savage. This is my wife, Lethe. And today we got some guests. We got family in the house. We got Tough Block's very own, DJ Tufele, and his beautiful wife, Nini. Go ahead and introduce you guys.
Hi.
For those that don't know, DJ from Tough Block Podcast, come check us out over at Tough Block Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, everything. We appreciate Aisle 7 for having us
thank
on,
you guys,
man.
Appreciate y'all. Before we move on, I'd like to disclose the fact that the content on this podcast is not suitable for the persons under 17 years old without adult supervision. So if you have kids in the room, please go ahead and remove them, for we don't want to be disrespectful or offensive in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So we'll give you guys a couple seconds to do that. 3, 2, 1.
Get them the fuck out of here.
We definitely would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for the free distribution of our podcast. We don't take that lightly, and it's all about self-progress. Today's episode is dedicated to the memory and the life of our dear and late cousin, Victoria. We'd like to actually just take that time and just say we love you, cuz, and, you know, we'll definitely be reunited. Do you guys want to share any thoughts on Victoria?
Yeah, just want to say I love you, Victoria, and rest in peace.
Okay, Nini?
Same.
DJ?
She was hating me, so hopefully on the other side,
definitely
get back on a better page.
Our thought of the day is ownership, not just in property, but of self. Our problems, mistakes, family, friends, ideas, failures, accomplishments, tragedies, triumphs, etc. That when anything happens to us or comes our way, we do not shy away from or shift the blame towards anyone else. That when credit is due, we collect that and we accept it. That through all the hardships and pain, it is okay to dwell in the moment. But we or I must own it. The situation, the circumstances, the moment we are currently in or came out of, if we own that, then we overcome it and win in life. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
Strong words. Powerful words.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely that. That was our thought of the day. We definitely are going to go into our song of the day, which comes by way of Fat Joe featuring Ashanti, What's Love. I don't know where you guys were at when you first heard this, but this was released in 2001. Do you guys remember where you were at when you first heard this?
I didn't even make it to the state. I was still in Thong at that time.
Oh, so you probably didn't.
Oh, okay. This came out in 2001. When I first heard it, I was still living in the valley, and Ashanti was like the most beautiful thing on TV at the time, so.
She was.
That was at that time.
Was she out like that?
She's better now.
Jesus Christ, relax.
Put the fucking mic on!
I didn't listen to this until 5-7 years later.
Well, did you hear this song?
Yeah, 5-7 years later.
I'm just making sure. So yeah, this is What's Love by Fat Joe featuring Ashanti. That was released in 2001. So if you definitely hear this or if you're feeling it, go ahead and tag us and vibe to that for a second. So yeah, What's Love. So that was the song of the day. Our number of the day is 315. If you come across it, just dwell in the moment and what's going on. You guys got a number you want to reference?
317.
What the hell's so significant about 317?
I know.
Different.
Why 315?
Yeah, why 315?
I just came across it this week. I was like, put it down. It's 315. Hopefully that's somebody's lucky lottery number. But honestly, when these things happen, we just kind of randomize it. We don't put meaning behind it.
I see.
But hopefully the listeners and the viewers find meaning behind it.
Hell yeah.
Negativity and how we want to attack it today. Obstacles in life. Rather than pointing out the flaw in the bad of the situation, why don't we just bring positive things we can do and solve the issue? Too often, we might find ourselves relying on help of others, and it may never come. Or worse, they might contribute to it. We as human beings are naturals at adapting to circumstances for the better. All we need is a little motivation or reminder, so break through and finish your journey. You guys have any comments on that?
Say that one more time, because I did have a comment.
As far as, obstacles in life, but sometimes when we face with things that will stop us in our progress, we kind of just want to turn the other way or stop where we're at rather than finishing through. As far as, if I had a business I wanted to start right now, but because of the opinions of my friends and my family, maybe I shouldn't do it.
Right.
That makes sense?
I think you shouldn't give a fuck.
That's definitely true. I hear that. Why do you say that?
Because when you please others or when you do things not for yourself, you're going to get tired of it. And then you're going to end up draining yourself and your energy. Okay. And then you can't even live your best life.
And for me, a lot of people, they shy away from starting something because they feel like nobody could relate. But that's a beautiful thing about today's society is that almost anybody can relate to you.
Can I ask him a question before you?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel that way about Tough Block Podcast?
I feel like that about everything, even your guys' podcast. That's why I love your guys' podcast, because it's a Polynesian couple. There's so many Polynesian podcasts out here, but you guys are the only couple. That's one thing that
that's not my choice, but
that's one thing that everybody can relate to.
Save me, Sammy.
Hey, we didn't say Sammy's name on the.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm applause to my beautiful Sammy. Nephew here, my most handsome nephew, Sammy.
Hey, I'm telling Johnny.
This is Samuelu. Samuela is Samuelu.
Okay.
Youngest son. This is your youngest son. Go ahead.
I'm just going off by what the word that was given yesterday when church? They said do it scared.
Do it scared. Could you explain that?
Yeah, when he was referenced to do it scared,
mentor.
He said, sometimes in life when we get fear, it stops us from starting anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's just the devil trying to tell us, hey, man, you can't do it. You're not strong enough to do it. Mm-hmm. But then if you do it scared, then that's still you pushing through and activating it.
Okay.
Got my nails done.
Dropping gems.
My uncle used to say something like that a lot. It's like, if you're not scared to do it, then it's not worth it to do it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It does make a lot of sense.
If you're not scared to do it, then it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. To do.
Shit, even we got pre-jitters
wow.
before games and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So thank you guys for your input on that. Today's color of the day is blue. If you see it, say it.
Blue.
Yeah, you got blue on right here, and then your eyes are blue, and then your back is blue. Our person of the day is Harriet Tubman, the mother of the Underground Railroad. If you don't know who she is, go ahead and do your research and find knowledge behind her, because Harriet Tubman is a very prominent figure in American history. Our quote of the day is, "Feed a man a fish, and he eats today, but teach him to fish, and he eats for life." That comes by way of Maimonides. Maimonides, the philosopher, I believe he's Spaniard, but he said that quote. You guys have any reference or relation to that?
I'm sorry, my kid is calling
me. You can bring him in.
Yeah, bring him in.
You can bring him in. That's my other nephew that's about to show up right now, Malosi. So we brought the whole family here today on today's episode. But Nini, hearing that, feed a man a fish, he eats today, but teach him to fish and he eats for a life. What do you think about that?
Can I say I agree with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I totally agree with it only because I come from immigrant parents.
Okay.
And had they known what they know now and their knowledge, especially with the language barrier, but had they known what they know now to teach us to thrive better.
Well, that's going
to
come up later.
Then we would have been able to live, I guess, a better lifestyle to provide for our children.
I have a better life.
No, you do.
She's saying,
yeah. I'm just joking.
She's saying. You have a better life now.
Yeah.
But you're
but I'm
eating.
Saying,
no, I know what you're saying.
You
yeah.
ate all the fish.
I can
in
tell
the
you
ocean.
Have a better life.
As far as all the fishes, okay. All the fishes are gone in the ocean. No, that's fine. That's
yeah.
fine.
Brittany. Yeah. You win.
Okay, so definitely I understood that. Thank you for sharing that, Nini. Babe, do you have anything to say about that as far as.
No, I agree. I didn't look at it the way she put it. You know, sometimes when our parents came out here. At the time they did, mm-hmm. they didn't really know much. It's not they didn't really know. They were trying to, they were focusing on adjusting to the
surviving.
Lifestyle
yeah,
and
surviving.
Just surviving. So if they would have known what they know now, she's right. Maybe our life would have went a different route, you know, a different path.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I agree with that.
Oh, thank you guys for that. Our goal of the week. So last week's goal was for... You know, for us to really work on profanity and using bad words in our vocabulary and trying to either dumb that down or just eliminate it purely. But I'll just say I really worked hard at it and tried my best. I don't know. Would you say I did a good job this week not cussing?
Yeah, you did. Because every time you would cuss, you would stop. Yeah. You would you would know. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Our goal of the week this week. Hello, baby.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that
everybody
was
everybody, welcome
crying.
My daughter back. Our goal for this week is to set a chore every day and clean it until the next episode. Once again, that's set a chore
I need to do
every day and clean it until the next episode. So that's this week's goal. And, you know, definitely our thing is to carry that out. Our influencer to highlight on this episode is at Toki Ukamea Podcast.
Oh, shout out to
Toki Ukamea Podcast. If you aren't aware of what he's doing or what he's about, check the podcast out. It's all about history, man, and really getting to know yourself as far as a Tongan American. If you're not aware of your own Tongan history, go ahead and look that up as far as Toki Ukamea. And if you're just interested in Tongan history in general, this guy, Lisiate Wolfgram, is really putting out some good knowledge. So that's something
you guys family, should look right? up.
We got a new segment that I wanted to introduce into our introduction called Congratulations. We definitely want to drop congratulations to Taika Waititi for his reception on, I think it was Oscar, right? For Best Adapted Screenplay to Jojo Rabbit, the movie Jojo Rabbit.
Rabbit.
he got an award in the Oscars, and that's monumental for the Polynesian community because he's Maori, right?
Yeah.
Full Maori?
Maori and Jewish.
And yes, and he's a director who not only put on for the community, but he had a very powerful speech that went along with that reception. So shout out to Taika Waititi, and also to this is one hell of a congratulations to give. But Loretta V. Washington, she is Samoan American, and she is the first actually the first, I believe, Polynesian in the American military to receive the rank of Chief Master Sergeant.
Yeah,
that's Chief Master Sergeant. That's not only monumental, but she was the first to do it as far as female, and I believe for the Polynesian community in general. So that's for men and women in the Air Force. So we definitely wanted to highlight that. That was Loretta V. Washington. Shout out to you for that. Our workout tip for the week is push-ups. Knock them out anywhere from 4 sets to 15 or 25 push-ups. Get that chest going. Summer's coming up, and we all got to look good. Our video of the day. Really, there wasn't a video to highlight, but recently me and my wife were watching a homecoming video of a military serviceman who surprised his dad at work, and, you know, just break out the tissues and just get ready to go emotional because these surprise military homecomings on YouTube, you know, they pull at the heartstrings. So this part of the segment, we definitely wanted to give opening statements. And we can definitely, if you guys want to, anybody can start. You guys want to give an opening statement before we get started?
I didn't prepare one.
That's fine. Just say whatever's on your mind or on your heart.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready to get into it.
Okay. I got nothing but staying positive.
Okay.
Yeah. Wash your ass.
Well, with that being said, definitely. Hygiene. When you're washing, man, grab some soap and get behind the ears. There's a part in the ear, especially for me. Look at my ear. There's a pocket behind the ear that if sweat sits in it,
what
it collects dead skin and then it smells.
What about this one?
That's messed up. But anyways, I hear what you're saying. So, yeah. That's our opening statements. At this point, we'd like to start prayer point, where we just take a moment to, you know, be in silence and reflect on the past, those who came before us, and what we want to focus on in the future. So we're going to start prayer point right now. Okay, well, I'm satisfied with that. Are you guys ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, but before we go, we definitely want to highlight my favorite part of the segment called One for the Haters, bam. And that's for you.
You missed it.
So, yeah, you guys go get some water. Go get some water. We'll jump back into the next part when we come back. All right. All right, guys, welcome back. We're here on Aisle 7, the podcast. We still got our guests here, which is good. We're going to attack our 7 subjects of discussion today. And here are the topics. Number 1, priorities. Number 2, my solution. Number 3, spirituality. Number 4, insecurities. Number 5, making a point. Number 6, family conflicts. Number 7, continuations. Since you guys are our guests today, what of those subjects would you like to pick?
I'll let you choose.
Family conflict.
Okay, so why I had highlighted that as far as our subjects of discussion was that in the Polynesian community, one thing that's very, very, very prominent is things that get swept under the rug. And what I mean by that is sometimes we'll come to family functions. It can be a birthday, it can be a wedding. Hell, it could even just be a family just in town getting ready for just some sort of function. But there's an unsaid thing that'll happen where, because of a past event, we don't really relate too much to certain family members. I know for me, as an example, is if I had a dispute with a cousin about something that happened in the past, I won't talk to them as much now. And now that I'm getting older, it's becoming more of a solid thing. I don't do that on purpose, but it's something I'm working on as far as family conflicts. Why, when we do have these family conflicts, do we ever resolve them? So, I mean, if that's not clear enough, I can elaborate a little bit more, but if you want to go ahead and speak on it, go ahead.
What made you pick that topic?
Because I think it's the most relatable subject to...
As far as the community, right?
Right. Not even just us as couples.
You have an example? Individually.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my family out there like that. No disrespect, but it's a true thing that happens. Where...
In what sense?
Well, from my parents' generation, or the generation before them, they will have a conflict and they won't get along, and it's expected of us grandchildren or cousins to not get along.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
And then when we want to see each other and love on each other and say hi to each other, hang out with each other, it's like sometimes there's been cases where it's like, okay, I see you, you see me, we smile, we know, like, there's drama, what's up, but at least we acknowledge each other, you know, and then keep going. And then there's been cases where we didn't care, and we still, you know, hung out whether we got the smoke from our parents or not.
Unspoken, we just don't say nothing, but there's obviously something brewing.
Right.
Okay. DJ, you have anything to make a comment on?
For me, it's a little bit different. The Samoan culture is a little bit more militarized.
Oh, please elaborate, bro.
Where it's like...
Yeah, those of you guys that don't know, TJ Samoan.
Yeah.
No, it's not. He's talking.
But with Samoan culture, it's at least for mine, I can't speak on everybody's, but it's shut your mouth, do what you're told, and followed by...
It translates, yeah.
You know what I mean? And for my family, that was one of a lot of deep-rooted issues, because when it came to... talking, everyone looks like they're all cool, and then once alcohol gets in the mix, then everyone's ready to fight. And I believe that's a lot of Polynesian families, where once the alcohol gets involved, the true feeling, the true words, true.
Always say that. You know, always say that.
Like, drunken words are just sober thoughts. You know what I mean?
And it's just easier to come up to the surface now that we're drunk.
Yeah, and I think that's something that definitely we're trying to change, especially with our generation now. That's one thing that I don't want to continue. I try to be more open with my kids. I try to be, even though our daughter, she's only in kindergarten, we try to talk to her as much as we possibly can, just so that they know that when we grew up, when we bottled it, and we knew the toxic that it, and that it created.
We go through it now.
Yeah, we still go through
like,
it now.
Like, we don't realize that we harbor our own things to each other. But it's because we've been used to doing that.
Yeah, for
sure. It's what you guys saw, and now it's just like it's nature now.
Right, exactly.
I think it also go with just not knowing that you're doing it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Because that's what we grew up to, what
to
we know.
Condition.
Right.
Condition, exactly. That's the word.
You have anything to speak on, babe?
Yeah, just like what they're saying, for me, we all have problems with first cousins because of an issue that happened before or whatever, and it carried on, not so much to where, you know, we have issues like that, but because we weren't taught to talk things out because our parents didn't do it, we were taught to just, cut it off, and
like
then
the resolution
separate
was, shut up.
Yeah, separate it, and then we go our separate ways, and then function happens, we come right back in, and we want to bring up the things that's being unsaid
at the wrong place, wrong time,
and it blows up.
Sure.
But we were there to celebrate, not to have a family function.
Oh, thank you guys for making it about you. But
yeah. Now the whole thing is, like for example, like there's a funeral, we're supposed to be grieving, we're over there fighting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's very common. I mean, even in the Samoan culture, I mean, Falao and Balagas is not, nobody wants to pitch in, but
yeah,
it's like,
sure.
What were you saying?
To back up what you were saying, like same thing with the father of love, same thing with funerals, same thing with marriages.
People can create conflict, man.
Well, it creates conflict because people are too busy trying to make it a competition. Who has the best thing? Who drops the best words?
Wow.
Who has the biggest envelope? Hey.
That's why you're on the podcast.
Hey, don't bring that fucking smoke here, bro. The last thing I need is worse. No, I definitely feel that. Like, for me personally, and I'm going to use them because they know I love them and I bring it with a good nature. But as far as transparency and because of how good I know them, I don't mind using their examples. Homosexuality in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak on her too, because being that she's no longer here, the love I had for her, I don't know if it had been a prominent issue to bring up in the family meetings, but it's like, whether it was my sister, my cousin, or my other cousin, because they were, you know, their sexual orientation isn't to the norm. As far as being in the Polynesian family or community, shut up, we don't talk about that. No.
Yep.
Get the hell out of my house. I don't want that shit here.
Yeah.
And it gets so hurtful to a point where it's like, if I see you hanging around them,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, they're family. What the fuck? Yeah. No, I told you, if I see you, you're cut off. Get the fuck out of my house. You can go too.
Yeah.
And I saw that firsthand where it's like, it was a conflict so, so fucking bad. Like, first of all, I would never cut off any family member unless you did something to me personally that you purposely were trying to get that cut off. But at the same time, those family members that I saw going through it, it was always a conflict when they came around. Whether we brought them to the function or something, my older uncles or aunties would be like, what the hell are they doing here? And that conflict just in itself was something so, so ugly that it's like, we could have healed these people.
Right.
But now because of where they're at in their life and their lifestyle,
is
because of what we did as a family, not supporting them when they needed that shit.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy because it's a contradiction with how our culture is.
Yeah.
We're
supposed to be accepting
and
loving.
We support everybody.
Yeah.
Like
comes out family, then it's not.
Yeah. Any of my cousins that are all homosexual, bro, you could get this, bro. You could catch this thing. Like, I'll ride for all of my family.
Yeah.
That's how we were raised.
But yeah.
When something does cross like that, it does cause so much conflict.
That for me was a big time conflict, because even though I had personal issues with certain family members, that was something I saw every family member engage and be like,
yep.
Dude, hey, did you know so and so was gay? But I was like, come on, don't be stupid. We've seen this. We've seen the behaviors. We've seen the language. It's either we're going to accept him or her for it, or we're just all going to go in and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But
you
believe
take the pink Power Ranger toy?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the Polynesian community, like, me personally, seeing somebody in my family commit suicide because they couldn't speak their truth fucked me up.
Yeah.
Because, God forbid, if any of my kids can't speak to me about how they feel, like, emotionally,
for sure,
condemn me.
Yeah.
Send me to hell now.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be... We're basically all murderers to the simple fact we're affiliated in the murder of the fact that we couldn't heal them.
Yeah.
And that's just my example. You know, I don't want to bring up any kind of smoke, but as far as family conflict.
So what do you guys think the solution in that? If that's...
Fuck, speak up on it.
Mm.
Sweeping that shit under the rug ain't going to help fucking nobody. Like,
don't,
instance,
and also, don't even act on it.
Yeah.
Like, when you see other people act that way, do that,
don't
be the other person, be the bigger person. Like, for example, if you know there's our parents' generation drama, and me and you know what's up, forget what they think.
Yeah, let them.
Who cares? Let them handle it. Let them do it. Let's do our own thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there's other forms of conflicts and how things. Somebody could be drug using in the family. Somebody's got to bring it up because nobody wants to talk about it. Or there can be like an infidelity in the family. Someone's cheating and somebody's got to speak up. There's a lot of forms of conflict, but in the Polynesian community, what kills me is that I know nobody's brave enough right now. Or not right now. Let me take that back. Let me redact that comment. It takes a lot of bravery to bring that shit to the surface.
Yeah. Right.
It does. Because you'll get cut off immediately.
I think that's what makes, and I'm just speaking for us, because of what we all gone through, what we all dealt with, how our upbringing
is. We've been around for a long time. Don't think just because they're in the studio today that, you know, oh shit, this is, they're really vibing. No, we've been around each other for years. So this is,
and
this
the
is
only
no,
reason why
moment.
I'm touching up on it and saying this, I think we're the generation that's going to cut that off. And the reason why I say that, it's because not only that we speak our mind, but I also feel that we don't care what people think. It comes to a point where...
Well, because we went through it for so long.
Yeah.
We at first, we did respect the boundaries. Yeah. We did respect, you know, the rules or the guidelines or whatever it is. And we just got sick of it because it was hanging over us every single time. And we were like, what are we really doing wrong?
Yeah, it's true.
But I think we also do recognize that that's the struggles that the other generation had.
Yeah.
And that I think that's the first step is just recognizing. And then also, like you guys were saying, for a solution, I think just to give a view from the other side, I think if you see that it's wrong and you see that you want to try to make a change, try to come at the solution with an open mind.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing, especially with our community is we're all, a lot of us are closed-minded. It's part of
which is very stubborn as well, too. Yeah,
for sure. And usually the people that are hating on, especially homosexuality, sometimes y'all are the homo.
We're not saying no homo. We're saying all homo to that.
No, and you're just mad because this person's living their life.
Yeah,
and
you're right. That's true.
No, I definitely agree with that. Like, as far as resolution for family conflicts, I know me and my wife try to practice with our kids is, like, speak up.
Right.
Because one thing, like, my wife knows it better. She actually comes from where it was like she had to shut her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she grew up in that older tradition where it's like, I saw auntie with another man. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You don't ever say that.
No.
And the years go by, and then, you know, that couple just, I'm not speaking on anybody specifically, but that shit will be a conflict later when they break up and finally all of a sudden, you're not happy, but my wife was trying to speak a truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think another thing that we're doing too is that we allow our kids to speak like what you said. Mm-hmm. You know, beating them and then, I mean, discipline.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not beating them.
Not beating them. Disciplining.
Discipline.
No,
disciplining them and explaining to them why we did that and having them tell us how their feeling is instead of, because I'm sure DJ is the same way. You were told not to say what you got going on in your mind. You know what I mean? Like, you can never speak your mind. Same goes to you.
No. Mental health.
Oh, no, not you. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyways, but you know what I mean.
It can cause conflict too, saying too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Because, what you got to say? Because you over there thinking.
No, I'm just agreeing. That's it. Like.
But, yeah. That's what I. All
right. So, as far as family conflicts go, are you guys satisfied as far as where the conversation is? Or do you want to elaborate a little bit more on it?
I think we kind of covered it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one out of the seven. Now, what we have left is priorities, my solution, spirituality, insecurities, making a point, or continuations. You're right, Sammy.
Your turn to pick.
Let's go with... insecurities.
Insecurities.
Yeah.
That's going to be a heavy one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll elaborate a little bit quickly over that. That means pretty self-explanatory, and then we'll go to break. But insecurities, what do we personally about ourselves do we not like? What do we not like and what we wish we could change or we think will enhance us a little bit better or might actually be that part of us that makes us who we are? Insecurities. Go ahead and get some water. When we come back, we're definitely going to highlight insecurities and speak on the matter. So get some water, and we'll see you guys in a little bit. Alright guys, welcome back to The Cove, and we're still covering our subjects of discussion. Before we left, DJ picked insecurities. So with that being said, that's pretty self-explanatory. Our insecurities, our own personal insecurities. DJ, would you like to speak on the matter first?
Oh man, I guess if I could just give like my own personal view on it. Insecurities is always going to be around. For me, if you guys would have known me like a year and a half ago, these guys know, I was 40 pounds heavier. I was at the heaviest I've ever been, almost 270. And
tough time.
Even right now, I've dropped 40 pounds. I'm down to 227.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Damn.
I'm not meaning that sarcastically.
No, I appreciate it. But even still to now, those insecurities still linger. Yeah. It's still the
same
way.
You feel like you might backslide or something?
Well, it's just... if you don't address it head on, or if you don't find a solution, you'll never be happy. It doesn't matter if you're the biggest that you are, or the smallest that you are. It doesn't matter how much money you're making or how much little money you're making. If you don't find an own solution for yourself, your own self-peace, then it'll be all for naught. That's one thing I learned.
Would you say insecurities can grow?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Well, you could also build new insecurities that you didn't even know that was there. And you couldn't even have insecurities that you didn't recognize.
Young guy right there.
You don't even talk like that on your podcast. Just kidding.
That's wisdom right there. Nah, thank you, bro. Thank you for opening that up, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
I would never think your physical being would bother you.
I know.
But because of how well I know you and where you were at that point in your life, I'm not only glad to see you keeping up with that, but that you're focused on it and that I'm seeing the results is how much happier you are and how healthier you're doing. So
and how conceited you got.
Yeah. How about you?
You
flashing your damn nails.
First of all, I'm just going to kind of piggyback off of how he said where you could, like, an insecurity can, did you say grow or, like, did you? A new insecurity that you didn't even know you had.
Yeah.
So I think with one thing that, speaking from my own experience, is that because I don't trust people easily, mm-hmm. I don't let nobody in. And because I don't let nobody in, when I'm actually going through shit, I end up having to go through it and write it by myself, which ends up me being unhappy with myself, me dealing with it by myself, me not allowing the people who I should be opening up myself to or allowing myself to be available to help me. Because then when it's time to actually face it, or I have no choice because life makes you face it, and then there's always a reason for everything that happens. Mm-hmm. But I end up having to mentally go through it because I didn't do that. You know what I mean? Or I didn't allow that.
Let me ask you something. If I asked you how many insecurities do you have, would you be able to give me a number, or there's just a list?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
Oh shoot, that's a lot.
Not in a joking manner, but that's actually a lot to have because that can cause mental health issues.
Right.
As far as like because you kind of
hold it in.
Exactly. And then that's where I start to harbor things, and that's when
Can you say that carried on somewhere down from your upbringing to now, and you kind of carry it on because you were never able to share those things? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, so, like, just going back to our whole family conflict, when DJ brought up, like, or even when Henry said, like, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing. Yeah. So because I was told to shut my mouth and know my place, certain things where I feel like I wanted to speak up on, but not necessarily
to hurt anybody
or to make it seem like what I'm saying is right. Yeah. I don't want to be the right person. I just want you to understand, you guys made me feel this way when you did this. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if you're not going to listen to the way you made me feel, you're going to wonder why I never come around, or when you come around, nothing's genuine between us.
That's a real big thing in the community.
Right.
I'm not even trying to generalize it. Like, if you're listening even right now or watching, I mean, I know definitely you're shaking your head at the screen because you agree with it, but it's like, how many more in the upcoming generation is being manufactured that way?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Okay. But I'm... Shut up. Oh, but I'm feeling... Shut up. And it's sad.
They kind of just shut you off to where you just... You can't let out.
Right. You know? And even with my upbringing, and especially with language barrier, like, they didn't necessarily have to say shut up. They didn't necessarily have to say...
It was already given. They could just give you that look,
and you just knew to shut it. And if you opened it, even just to breathe...
You have PTSD there's a head about to smack the hell out of me right
now. My ears almost fell off. How many times? Yeah, I know.
What about you, babe, since you...
Insecurities, I can't really say it was on that because, you know, my body hasn't even grown that big.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. For me, I didn't realize I had insecurities until I got with you. No, it was the honest truth.
The good thing I didn't do was spit take.
No, the reason why I say that, it's because I didn't realize how much... Because I didn't have a man figure in my life.
Wait, was I projecting that on you?
No. I had it in me, but... Oh. it created yeah. the minute I got with
it,
you.
He highlighted it. He
yeah. just kept I just it. Never yeah, knew because right. there was never, my mom never remarried when I was around. So it was never a guy figure in my life. I didn't have brothers. You know, it was nothing but first cousins, but they were never living with me. So then when I had him in my life, it was like, oh, wow, I never knew I had daddy issue. I never
oh,
knew I
ooh,
had.
That's a good one.
No, but what I'm saying, that's what built my insecurities because then when I had him, all I was worried about is that why
so,
is he...
So what is the insecurity?
The insecurity is like, I'm not good enough to be with a man.
So you're
or I'm
worth,
not good enough.
You're,
yeah.
You're
I'm not.
You're...
Because you know, when I was a lot, when I didn't have a boyfriend,
right.
I thought I was the...
She was
yeah.
Like,
I didn't care
nobody
about...
Nobody could tell her.
Yeah. I didn't care about no insecurity. It wasn't until me and you
She's
got
really
together.
She's really conceited.
Yes, pretty much.
Really conceited.
That's a defensive mechanism.
So, but I didn't know that that's what I was doing. I was blocking those things that used to get me. Like what I was insecure by, I used those confidence to be like, oh, I'm not insecure. Like, heck
yeah.
No, I'm good. But then it wasn't
until.
Well, yeah, now I'm good. I'm growing
right,
and
right.
I've learned.
Sorry.
I've learned that.
So you're just being cocky because.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just kidding. No, but when I got with you, you knew you wouldn't be doing anything and I'm already tripping. You wouldn't be doing
Sorry,
anything.
Trust issue
and all that. But it was because of how I didn't have my father. I didn't have no men around. I didn't know how to act as a woman at the same time around a man.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until when we got together where I was discovering those things that I've been insecure. I just never knew.
Right.
You know, insecure of... Am I good enough to be with him? Oh, he's going to be cheating on me. Or like, oh, let me check his phone. Was he talking to other girls? Because am I not good enough? So things like that. But I think that's a whole different insecurities that I'm talking about. I don't think it has to do with health or anything like that because I didn't care about any of that. I was discovering what I was dealing not only as a little girl, that I didn't have a man telling me I was good enough to be who I am,
right.
Or I was good enough to play a sport, or I was good enough that in that area or this area, you know. And then when I had him, then it was like a whole like, damn, like now, because then I would worry about what he thinks when I play sport, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm already that bad,
you like,
know.
You
I'm
know
good.
You're a good
like,
player, but you wanted
him. I wanted his approval.
Give you confirmation that you really are that great.
Yes. So that's.
Think
my,
so. Then all them times that I was your hype man.
Pretty much.
You
yeah.
know you're gonna leave him hanging down.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. But then when I see our girls, because they have you guys. I see what I was missing. You guys hype them up. You guys hype them up to where, oh, you're good
so
enough.
So that's your insecurity. You see your self-worth.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So,
what
do you think? What about you?
Well, my insecurity is really, it may seem minor, but it's really big to me. I hate looking stupid. I really hate looking stupid. And what I mean by looking stupid is, like, if I'm talking out my ass about something, I don't know what I'm talking about, or... If I get put in a situation I don't know how to handle, or even worse, I involve myself with people who I thought I knew, but I really didn't know shit about them because they betrayed me behind my back. I hate looking that kind of stupid. Like, I don't want to give too many examples, but one prominent example was like somebody I brought into my own house and my own family, and I gave them the shirt off my back. I gave them the love from my heart. I would bleed for them. I would die for them, just for them to... do some questionable, well, not even questionable, do some horrific things to the people that I love. And this person wasn't even related to me, but I look stupid in the end because, like a wolf in sheep's clothing, I allowed them in past our circle, and that shit happened. And what it did to me mentally was, like, I had to reevaluate my whole life and how I've done things and how I had a format for everything. Like, I couldn't account for it because... I mean, it's crazy when you think you have everything in order and you think you can control everything, maybe a higher source or a higher power throws something into your life. It's like, you need to stop playing my role because you ain't me. And I'm talking in references. If I thought I was God, well, I got checked. And it was real heavy for me because I cut off a lot of people. I stopped doing a lot of things I was doing before. And there were just times where I was like, dude, like my worth was challenged. Like, I don't even think I'm worthy enough to be a dad. Brother to most people, a friend to most people. I didn't want to show my face because people would ask me about that person. And that's just an example, but That's one case of looking stupid, why I get insecure sometimes, why I gotta do my knowledge and research on shit so I don't look stupid. Another example of funny, just to lighten the mood, I told my wife I could say the Tongan alphabet and ended up looking stupid as hell. And she's like, that's not the fucking alphabet. No. Can you do it? Hell the fuck no. I'm not about to put myself out there in the community like that. But in the Tongan alphabet, its majority of it is vowels. You wanna come in?
Come, Johnny.
It's my nephew. But it's vowels. And I said the whole alphabet in a Tongan accent and tried to sound intelligent as hell. My wife checked me. But yeah, so that's one sense of insecurity that I have, is looking stupid. And I don't know the resolution to it, besides, you know, just knowing your shit. So
yeah, I think what you had touched up in the first insecurity that you were talking about was, I think you had good intention. As far as loving on people, opening your home for people, and just you know, and the thing is the devil will do things like that to where it break people. Oh, yeah. You know,
I mean, I don't want to bring too much of the devil in that. Yeah. As far as, like, I'm not saying that I'm trying to exclude that. I'm trying to say that sometimes even we as human beings
are
faulty that way. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't need to take the devil for me to feel like I made the mistake. I made the mistake.
That is true. So. But I think now that you realize that and have a solution for it, I think that was the right thing to do, is really just cutting off on some things that you just didn't know, or lack of knowledge from, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's where I'm at with that.
Do you have anything? You guys have anything else to say?
For me, one thing that helped me is that I prioritize my insecurities.
That's good.
I put it at like level.
What's bothering me more?
Because for me, like how Nini said, how she only has three. I feel like I have like 15, 20.
Wow.
But it could be little things, from like if I go to the gym and I'm feeling myself, and some dude walks up in the mirror and he's fucking bigger than me. Or when we're playing sports and I see somebody make a catch, like, fuck that, I can make that catch.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be. Like, I try to prioritize, like, my severity of how bad my insecurity
is.
Like, I start working on the easier ones and then try to work my way little by little with the harder ones.
Not to diagnose you or anything. Like, I'm no professional, but have you ever thought about therapy, bro?
Oh, for sure. That's funny that you say that. Me and Nini actually have been talking about it a lot.
That's how we relate today.
Yeah, we were kind of trying to have our own therapy. And to be honest, for me, personally, like, I already started on my own therapy, depending on how you look at it. But for me, cannabis has been such a big therapy for me, just because it allowed me to remove myself to be able to study myself. That's one thing that I've never been able to do, is just study my own self. So I started little things, but then with me and my wife, we're trying to...
Okay.
That's really good.
Nini, I mean, do you have anything as far as closing out this part of the subject?
Insecurities? I think I covered it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Babe?
It's going to be really fast. You know that when you guys were talking about the therapy... to me, I found our podcast as a therapy for myself.
For sure.
I'm not sure about. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not sure about my husband, because, you know, he's always done things like this.
Yeah.
But for me, man, after a podcast, I find it relieving. So yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna come back and then we're gonna attack another subject of discussion. But I believe we're all satisfied and covered every corner. So in the meantime, go get some water. When you guys come back, we'll continue on.
Yes. It's okay.
Hey guys, welcome back. Definitely, now that we've covered at least two of our seven subjects, I think we've gotten pretty good depth into it.
Yeah.
Our last subjects left: priorities, solutions, spirituality, making a point, and continuations, babe.
Continuations.
I'm going to go ahead and trump that and pick. Yeah, okay, that's fine. So continuations. And why I highlighted that as a subject was that it was generational curses, but I, for one, don't believe in the negative stigmas of generational curses, because I don't believe in generational curses, because It seems like it's a decision thing. If you want to continue on something that happened on in the past with our parents, then that's you making a decision. That's no longer a curse. That's like, hey, let's just keep doing this thing that is bad for us and continue it on. So I wanted to reference it as continuations because it's a continuation thing. I knew my mom beat my auntie up and stole her husband. So I'm going to keep highlighting the fact that my mom did that, and it's a good thing. So now
you're saying... Oh, you're giving an example.
Yeah. No.
I was like, oh, man. My God, I'm going to get in trouble.
Hey, man, look, my family's pretty, my family's pretty crazy, but fuck, we ain't...
I'm just saying.
So
like, oh,
that being said, continuations. Babe, would you like to start?
Yes. For that, the reason why I picked that subject, because it does happen in this...
Our family.
Not only our family, but it does happen in general, period. And the reason why I'm glad that you changed from curse, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that, one for one, is because we make the choice to do those things, you know? So, like, let's say someone is on a wheelchair, and then they're going to say, oh, the baby that you're going to have is going to be on the wheelchair. You can't predict those things, you know what I mean? You can't, but the more your mouth can speak things to life, and then it happened because you speak on it. So for me, the reason why I picked that, I'm sure in every family, like, there's something that, I'm sorry about that. There's something that happened in the past with our generation prior to us. And it was something that can't be talked about.
Right.
And then it happened down the line. Then all of a sudden, oh yeah, this is why, because it happened. Now you guys want
to prove. They try to make it seem like it was a family wrong, and now the generation coming up is going to deal with that wrong.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
But it, because it happened like that, it could have just happened.
Right.
But then now you guys want to bring up the thing that we can't talk about in the past. And bring it up and say, oh, it did happen to a generation before us. Right. So now it's happened. No, because things happen that we can't control, you know? Our life, we can't control it. It could just be...
I'm gonna differ from that. I'm not going to continue that. I'm not going to piggyback off that. I'm actually going to start a different
point of view.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm passionate about the subject too, but... So, on my father's side... And I say my father's side very heavily. I'm not pointing anybody, but my father's side is different from my mother's side. And my mother's side is different from my father's side. And I learned this coming into my father's side because the stigma of my family name on my dad's side is we're womanizers. And I don't carry that title, nor do I condone, you know, sleeping with a lot of women and being a man about it. Not saying that that's what happens with my dad's side of the family, but that's kind of the negative stigma about that generation thing.
What they're known for. Yeah.
I don't want to say that, but I guess.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, by the way, these two are related on the father's side. So.
But getting to my point was like, that's something I'm going to have to deal with because I've been marked that. Oh, you're just like your uncle, just like your dad. And it's like, dude, you don't know shit about me. For you to kind of put that title on me and that label on me is like fucked up because I didn't even grow up with you guys like that. And it's like, I have that label now? How's that even fair? That's when that becomes a generational curse is when I decide for that to happen. Oh, I'm going to do the same thing my uncles and them did. But that's a little bit on that. I'm going to go get my daughter.
Oh, yeah. So just continuing on what he said, he's basically saying like we've had people who just... saying like, oh, you're going to be like your father. Or you're going to be like your...
Or you act like your mother.
You act like this. Or you act like that. And it's not fair because how is that...
Yeah, can I live my life? Shit.
Yeah. So, that's good. That's good.
Well, that's what I saw. DJ, do you have anything to comment on?
For me... All right. So, with the generational curses or continuation.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we established what it is, but go ahead and speak, bro.
So for me, let me offer a different perspective.
Yeah.
For me, I do kind of believe in generational curses for this simple fact. I believe that it's not a direct curse, but it's a curse over the entire family. Because everyone is all... like too one-minded where they think that this is how it's supposed to be. Just like you, my father's side Even my mother's side, all the men are all womanizers as well. But because they all have that mentality, they all have that perspective that this is how it is. That's something that's, I guess you could say, is already brainwashed within the family that nobody can see outside of that. So I think for me, I broke my own generational curse because I was able to step back and observe everything and see that I don't want to continue that.
Okay.
It's harder for me to try to conversate with some.
So you eventually just came to the conclusion that I'm gonna make the decision to stop this shit, and I'm gonna go a different path now.
And exactly, but it's also hard for me to try to talk to certain family members because they're still stuck cursed. They're still stuck with that mentality instead of trying to see it that.
Have an open mind.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So for me, the generational curse is more of a mindset than it is an actual curse. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's clear.
That's understandable because as kids, we only grow up to learn what we know. And what we know is what's in... is what we're either taught, whether it was purposely, or we saw, and that's what we grew up around.
Yeah.
So hence why that gets continued. Yeah. And because that's all we know, we don't realize that we pretty much...
For instance, like how like, you know, like my mom, she has such a harsh voice of
tone
of directing things and tone of voice.
So our family
I grow up because that's all I knew. I talk like that.
Right.
And I don't realize that
I'm
doing
passionate.
But the thing that I love about that, like I said earlier, was we realize that and we point it out and we stop it. We try to work on it. Not saying stop it completely, but that's what I mean. That's a form of continuing the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking on it, like going back to my whole situation, like me growing up and making the example. So like, I'm obviously, I've said it before in our episodes before, was like, I'm a half child here and there. And my mom and them have their negative stigmas, but more prominently on my father's side, why I speak so calm and comfortable about it is because I've made those decisions without their influence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I knew I was doing those things, but I didn't do it because they were doing it. I was doing it because I had just a lack of influence or anybody trying to guide me. Now, when I got to this side and heard that was the case, I was like, dude, okay, I get that. I get that's what they're known for and what they look like, but I am not the continuation of that. I'm not the next step of the generational curse. I'm not like the new thing that's going to come in. It's like I love my uncle. I'm not going to say his name. Dude is breaking the record for how many kids this guy's like up to date with. And it's not even over 30. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Him.
But like,
my favorite.
Like to hold that, I'm alive. I'm 31 years old. This guy's still racking the numbers up. But that's their generation. Shut the hell up. I'm not doing that.
You may not know you have a child.
I'm not doing that right now. And the sad part about it is like, Should somebody outside of my family approach me like, oh, you're so hokey to yourself? Like, whoa, stop that there.
Yeah.
Stop it. Don't tell me I'm a like just in that way or manner because it's fucked up. Because I'm actually trying to change the whole outcome. And like, even with me and Nini right now, it's like, we can't really talk freely or amongst certain subjects. Because,
I mean, from our culture, technically.
Well, not only just that, but like, fuck, man. My dad was like a jerk to you. That's just straight up. I'm going to say that. And because that's known, it's like, I'm not a jerk to you.
Okay.
But you had
I'm not
it in
the
your
one
mind
continuing
saying,
that. Like, I'll tell your ass off, but I'm not the one who's going to be like, hey, you guys come here. We don't go to that side of the family.
Right.
But I think with the lack of knowledge we have then, I know there's time where you'd be like, man, you're just like your father.
That's one hell
you
of
know
a generational
I mean?
thing. I mean, do you want to speak on that?
Awesome. I mean... Speaking from my experience, knowing you, knowing your father, knowing our family, and just for those who don't know, his biological father, who didn't raise him, is my mother's younger brother.
Yeah, her mom is my auntie.
Yeah, so speaking from that, being that like you were never raised around us, We didn't, you know what I mean? We never ever crossed paths. It's not like we ever really knew, you know what I mean? You know how there's one of those cousins, it's like, I know you're my cousin, but you know, yeah. because you were had a baby out of wedlock and things like that, you know, we're not gonna speak out of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I wouldn't approach it, I wouldn't say
no, but
that.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, just coming from my perspective, right? Even though, you know, I can see things that you do, like certain mannerisms that, yeah, that you do with, like, I'll be, like, I'm just going to elaborate on what you said. Your
anger?
Dad's mean to me, okay? Yes, he was my mean uncle, but he did it, and now that I'm a mother, I understand now that he did that out of love. And before going, I'm like, dang, you pick on me, like, leave me alone, you know what I mean? But not realizing that that was just out of love. That was his way of trying to show that he loves me. That was his way of being around me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Certain uncles don't know how to act or don't know, but he was one of those who was like that. And to be honest, you do that. Yeah. But not in a bad, not, yeah, yeah no, you okay. have a different, she right. gets butthurt, but I mean, like, because other people from the outside could look at us and our relationship and look at our kids, they're gonna be like, dang, why is he mean to her daughter?
Yeah.
But to me, I don't see that, you know what I mean? Because I grew up that way, that's the relationship, it builds from there, it's fine.
Okay, I agree with that, I agree with that fully. And DJ can vouch on this as far as what I'm about to speak on, but like, as far as the generation before, our aunties, our uncles, our moms, our dads, would you really say they're emotionally connected? They're talking to each other like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, did you know so-and-so and this and that? Like, are they that close and connected that they can talk freely amongst each other and have a real meeting without nobody arguing?
Oh, no.
Okay, so with this generation, do you think we're going to carry that on?
No. Wait, hold on. We can. I think it's I think that because of our parents and because of the way certain first cousins are, it will continue, but I feel like there's quite a few of us who don't want to, who speak on it, who talk about it, right. And well, we all say it. Even when we all get together, we all say it, you know?
I think it also they need time to grow just like you guys
right, did, exactly.
And learn because that's the something that I've come to realize that certain cousins they're learning on their own pace. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
DJ, you got anything to speak on?
No, just fuck family.
Oh, no, man.
I'm just kidding. No, just, you know, it's really hard because our cultures,
yeah.
even if, you know, Samoan and Tongans are pretty much goddamn the same.
Yeah.
But our culture is too tight-knit that I feel like we're so deep into it, sometimes it's hard for us to see out of it.
Yeah,
it
too close barrier, into the picture, not even seeing the whole thing.
Yeah, so
that's
once,
good.
So once you do get out of that picture frame and you're able to see
it. You start to change it.
Exactly.
That's
then,
good.
Then that'll
that's
be.
Good.
That's a solution right there.
For sure.
Well, hey, full disclosure, shout out to each and every one of our family members. We love each and every one of you, and this is not to highlight or poke or even target anybody. It was just really us speaking on a platform with, you know, open heart. And if you feel any type of way, by all means, go ahead and hit us up or hit me up. Because I take full ownership of anything that was said or even elaborated on here. But this was all done out of love. Because this is all about positivity and self-progress.
And if any family members out there feel liberated by the words that we speak, you can donate.
Yeah. No, but, you know, coming in closing, I definitely just want to thank you guys for coming
sharing
your experiences with us. We'd like to definitely shout out everybody that supports not only our podcast, but we'd like to mention if you guys are a sponsor, feel free to hit us up. We're going to definitely make our final feast, our closing statements. Nini and DJ, you guys have anything to say?
Thank you for checking in to the latest episode of Tough Block. No, I appreciate y'all, man.
Like, love you, man.
I love what you guys are doing. This whole journey that you guys are on. I really do see a huge change.
From
the Lethe and Henry that I knew 10 years ago, you guys are just down the street from that.
Nini?
It's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
You guys know how I feel. I support you guys 100%. Thank you for having me on here. I can't wait to be on the next one.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. We love you guys.
Thank you guys.
And with that being said, from us to you guys, above all else, God bless.